Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor at the Kodesh Family Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now, get ready to be transformed by this message.
Rise to your feet and let us pray. Father, we are grateful and thankful. Holy Spirit, we thank you for another opportunity to sit at your feet, to be taught by you. Spirit of God, we avail our hearts to you. Minister to our hearts. Teach us. Bring us closer and closer to the Father through the Word. We thank you for the privilege of sitting under your feet. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord, and please be seated. And this afternoon, we are still talking about church growth, the principle of smaller subdivisions. Church growth. And our subtopic is the principle of smaller subdivisions. Smaller subdivisions. Hallelujah. So smaller subdivisions within the church, smaller groups or subdivisions within the church are very important aspect of the church. And when we have smaller subdivisions, they allow for better pastoral care. Hallelujah. They allow for better pastoral care, which eventually also leads to church growth. Amen. So the small groups that we have in the church become the family units to which the church members now will belong. These small groups become sort of family units. Do you understand? That everyone will know everyone, have great relationships, and that is how the church now becomes small family groups. Hallelujah. Now, anyone who is in one of those small family groups will be cared for well, as it should be, when you belong to a small division of the church, a small group of the church. You are cared for very well. And that is our goal. That is what we want. We want the church to be in small groups, so that people are cared for properly. Hallelujah. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? So yes, we want a mega church. We want a big church. But at the same time, we want everyone also to be known. We want everyone to be known and everyone to be cared for properly. Even though you are in a mega church, even though you are in a big church, we still want you to be cared for properly. Hallelujah. You know, everyone wants to be known. And everyone wants to feel important. How many of you agree with me? Maybe except you. But everyone wants to be known. And everyone wants to feel important. Nobody wants to be reduced to just a numbered article or a numbered something that is just included. No one wants to be reduced to that. No one wants to be just a number that is counted. But you want to be known. Hallelujah. You want to be known. You want to be accounted for properly. Amen. People want to feel important. Hallelujah. People want their presence to be felt and to be known. People do not just want to just exist. No one likes that. No one likes that. No one stays in a place where you just exist. You come and go. No one knows whether you come for 6 months, you have not been here, and no one is aware of that. No one knows. Would you like to be in a place like that? No. People want to feel that their presence is necessary. People want to be loved. And Jesus beautifully explains this principle of smaller subdivisions very well. And let us look at the scripture in John chapter 15. John chapter 15 and verse 1. John chapter 15 and verse 1. John 15, verse 1, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Hallelujah. And verse 5, he says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Hallelujah. Without me, ye can do nothing. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. I am the vine, you are the branches. So here, Jesus clearly defines this principle of smaller subgroups or subdivisions in the structure of a tree. He puts these subdivisions in the structure of a tree. Now, if you take a look at the tree, you will see that the tree has a main trunk. There is a main trunk, and there are branches, and out of these branches are other smaller branches. Isn't that so? Other smaller branches, and out of these smaller branches, even further smaller branches. Hallelujah. And this is the model, or this is the layout, how Jesus wants his church to run. The Lord himself, he says, I am the vine. So the Lord himself, and then his pastors forming the branches, and then his shepherds, are you listening? Coming off from the pastors, so each pastor also branches off with more shepherds, and then the shepherds with the members. Do you see? And even with the members, you will still see some other new members that have just joined. Hallelujah. And if you look at the tree, you will see that the branches that branch off the vine, they are very strong. They are very strong. And further, those branches give off further branches that are also strong, but not as strong as the main branch, coming from the vine. Isn't that so? And those other branches further gives off further subdivisions of branches, until at the end, you'll find some fine, small, small branches. And those are delicate. Those we have to protect. Those we want to feed, so that now they also grow to become stronger branches. Else the wind blows and then you go and find all of them on the ground. You don't understand. So we have work to do. Hallelujah. We have work to do. This is the layout of Jesus' church. Amen. So now I want to give you 7 benefits of smaller subdivisions. 7 benefits of smaller subdivisions. Number 1, connections. 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 So we get connected to each other through the smaller subdivisions. That is how we get connected. We are all connected through these smaller subdivisions. Amen. We are all small subdivisions of the UD. Here in the Bronx North, we are a small subdivision of the UD. Are you listening? But we are directly connected to our father, the prophet. We are connected. Though we branch off as a small subdivision, we are connected. Are you listening? We are connected. And the Flow Church is now even a classic example of how we get connected to our pastor. It's a very important connection. Jesus says he is a vine, and there are branches, and these branches give off other sub-branches or smaller branches, and you have to stay connected. You have to keep connected. So if you are someone who is in this branch, for instance, and you don't join the Flow services, you don't join the Flow Church, you are not part of the Flow Church, you are missing a very important connection. A very vital connection for your spiritual life and your Christian life is missing. You are hanging on a branch loosely. Anyone who is in this church and is directly connected, you hear the prophet's voice. You hear his messages. You are following him. You know where he is. You know what he's doing. It's a very strong connection. It's a strong branch that cannot be broken off. Amen. Some of you may not have seen him before. Or maybe since COVID-19, you have not seen him. But you are still connected to him. You are strongly connected to him. And connected to all the great men of God who also are connected to him. When you look at the tree, this is how God made us. He says, I am the vine. You are the branches. The tree ought to have those branches. And so if you are a Christian, by all means, you have to be connected to the vine through some branch. The prophet, for instance, he says there are so many great men of God that he is connected to. Are you listening? He talks about all the great men of God that he's connected to. And so if you are also connected to him, you are connected to all these great men of God who have made him who he is. That is why I'm saying if you are missing that connection, you are missing a very great and a very important connection that you need in your life. If you listen to him, you will hear him saying, I learned this from Yonki Cho. I learned this from Kenneth Hagin. I learned this from this. And he's sharing it with you. It's a connection. Through that, his connection to these great men, that thing is coming to you. And sometimes such great wisdom that was connected through Yonki Cho, through one of these great men, and is coming to you. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? Yeah. So every powerful word that he hears, I am connected to it. It's coming to me by me also getting connected to him. Amen. It's a very important connection that you should not miss. Number two, support. The second benefit is support. Support. Because you are a branch, you are being supported and lifted all the way up high on the tree. Do you see that? You see a small branch. A small branch, but it's very high up on the tree. You don't understand. A small branch, but very high up on the tree. They didn't have to now start off, but you are very high up because of the connection. You have the support that is holding you up there.
You have a great support keeping you up there. And as long as you remain connected, you continue to go up. And you are always supported. You will stay up there. You will stay up there as long as you are connected. Hallelujah. You don't understand my word. You see, as long as you are connected, you stay up there. How many of you want to go up? Yes, I want to go up. There is no person here who says, I'm working my life down. I'm studying to go down. You want to go up. Everyone wants to go up. And when you go up there, you need connection. You need to be supported. You need to be held up there. But the problem that many people have is that when they go up, like, they get deceived. They get deceived and think that they got up there by themselves. You see, that is a deception. They think they got up there by their efforts and by their own strength and power and hard work. Then they forget the vine. They forget the vine because they are way up there, and they forget the vine that has carried them and holding them up there. They forget the support. And who is the vine? Who is the vine? Jesus is the vine. But many people, when they get up there, they forget about the vine. They are being held up there, and they forget that there is a vine that has carried them up there. Jesus says, I am the vine. People forget the vine, and while they are up there, they cut themselves off. They cut themselves off the vine or off the branch, not having any connection with the branch. And when you do that, when you cut yourself off the branch, when you are up there and you cut yourself off the branch, you have only one place, one direction where you are going to go. Where are you going to go? You are going to go down. You are going to fall down. And that is why many people, when they cut themselves off, they fall down. Because you don't know that there is a branch that is holding you up there. They fall down. I'm telling you, they fall down. There is not one person who has cut himself or herself off of God and has stayed up there. You will fall down. Oh yes, you will fall down. People don't tell you their lives, but they are falling down. They look okay on the outside, like glamorous on the outside. There is no peace, no joy, no happiness. They are troubled in their lives, but they won't tell you. I'm telling you. Oh, I'm telling you. I'm a pastor. I'm telling you. You may see them, they make this much money, that much money, their lives are troubled. There is no peace. You can't sleep at night, no peace. You get yourself entangled with so many other things in life, you will never get peace. There is no one, because you see, the branch is holding you up there. If you cut yourself off the branch, you have one direction. You are coming down. You are coming down. You are coming down. Oh, yes. You are coming down. But people don't understand. But as long as you remain connected, as long as you remain connected, you remain supported up there, and you remain there and receive the nutrients, you receive the supply, you receive the support that you need. He says that anyone, the scripture says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Much fruit. Cut yourself out. There will be no more fruits. Cut yourself out. You'll be eating rotten fruits. No much fruit. I'm telling you. It looks like fruit, but it's not. It's bitter. Yes. It says, anyone that remains, if you continue to get yourself connected, you are staying up there. Season after season, you are flourishing. Season after season, dry seasons will come, and it looks as if you are dead. But let the spring come, and then you are blossoming as long as you are there. But the branches that are on the ground, let the summer come. Let the rain fall. No rain and more rain. They are dead. They will never rise again. That is why you need that support. Yeah, say, that is why you need that support. That is why the percenters are very important. You know, they are very important. You have no idea. And everyone must belong to a basenter, a smaller subdivision of the church, and be connected, strongly connected to the basenter. Hallelujah. There are several other subdivisions. We have the choir, we have the ushers, we have communion stars, we have all kinds of ministries that you can get connected to and be held so that you are known. Hallelujah. We have the helpers ministry. But some of you cut yourself off. Let me tell you, anything that comes into your life that makes you cut yourself off is not a good thing. Anything that comes into your life that makes you cut yourself off the vine is aim for your destruction. I'm telling you. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, it can be marriage, it can be a child, it can be your school, career, and because of that, you have cut yourself off for some time. It's never good. Anything, it's never good. It's never good. The devil will sort you out. And he's looking for anything that will come into your life that will make you cut yourself off. Anything. Anything that will come into your life that makes you say, now, oh, I don't do this for God anymore because of this. I don't do this for God. That is why God says, have no other gods before me. Don't have anything before me. Don't put anything before me. It is for your destruction. Do you think God will give us laws to just destroy us? No. It's for your good. Anything that makes you put God aside and say, let me finish this and then I'll take you. You have put it before God. It's for your destruction. Amen. You think you are busy, your life is so busy, you can't do certain things for God. You think your life is so busy, you have no idea. We have time for one more. All right. The next one is supply. Supplies. Supplies. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16. That's our message. So I've preached that message already. The point, I have preached it already. So Ephesians 4 and 16. It says, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. That every joint supply, you need that supply. The smaller subdivisions allow supply, that every joint comes in to supply something to you when you are connected. Hallelujah. So by your connection, supply is coming to you. Because you are connected, certain supplies will come to you. Hallelujah. Certain supplies will not come to you if you are not properly connected. There are certain supplies that get cut off from you if you are not properly connected. You are not connected to any ministry, any basenter. You are not known. You don't get certain supplies. Are you listening? Now, even what we want to do now is that You know, we want to supply certain things through percentages and through ministries. So, for instance, if you have a baby shower or something like that, it has to be organized by your basenta. Are you listening? It has to be organized by your basenta. Because we don't like people who are loosely connected, you know, not supplying anything, not jointly supplying anything. You see, the Bible says that which every joint supplied. But there are some people loosely connected. They are not joined to anything, not connected. But they become pregnant and then they show up. Or they're having a wedding and they show up. They want to get married and they show up. Reverend, we want marriage counseling. You know what it means to have marriage counseling? Do you know how much time it costs me? You don't even pay tithe. You don't pay tithe. You don't pay tithe. And you want everything for free. Loosely connected, but we want compacted together. Join, he said, body fitly joined together. Fitly joined together. You have a funeral and suddenly you are part of the church. And then some people say, oh, go 3 Sundays before you announce it. Go 4 Sundays before you announce it. Don't. No. You think we don't know? Oh, we know. Go 4 Sundays together continuously, 4 Sundays, and every Sunday go and say hi to Pastor. Go and say hello to Pastor. Go and say hello. And then you announce it. We will not announce anything. Your basenta will announce it and organize it for you. Your basenta. Or the choir, if you are strongly joined to the choir or strongly joined to the ashes. Is it a good thing? Good policy. How many of you agree with me that it's a good policy? Christians, they are tired of being taken advantage of. That is why everyone must be connected. Everyone must be connected. So you have any issue, you see, then you are known, and you are cared for properly. You are cared for properly. You know, all joke aside, you are cared for properly. We know what is happening to you. We know what is going on with you. So we can provide, we can supply. Are you listening? That is how the church is laid out. Jesus says, this is how my church is laid out. I am the vine. And there are branches. Amen.
Well, you know, our time is. We have more other things, so. So I'm just going to give you the other points and then you just meditate on them. Read a book. It's a mega church. Okay. So the next one is visibility. 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 Being a part of a small subdivision makes you visible and known. You are not known because you are not a part of any smaller group or smaller subdivision. We don't know you. You don't know you because you are not joined to any smaller subdivision, but we want to know you. You are not a stranger. Hallelujah. We don't want you to be a stranger. Amen. So the mega church, the last chapter, chapter 15. Okay, the last chapter. You see church growth and all these principles. You see them. Principle of multiply senior pastor. Principle of maximize Sunday. Principle of smaller subdivision. They are all there. You go and read them. You enjoy it. Amen. And the next one, identification. Hallelujah. Identification. A tree is identified by its branches. You see, so the smaller subdivisions of the church makes it easier to identify the church.
I mean, if you hear of basantes, and telepastoring, you hear of all these things, you know the church we are talking about. These smaller subdivisions. So we want to have many smaller subdivisions. So by all means, join something. Join some small group in the church that you are part of the helpers. You are part of the projection team. You are part of the safe church. Do you see? Be a part of something. Don't just be a member that just comes and goes.
We ought to be known. So identification. Hallelujah. And then the next one, the power of the church. The power of the church. So the power of the church is in the smaller subdivisions. That is where the power lies. When the church is divided into many smaller subdivisions, it is difficult for the enemy to destroy it. Very difficult for the enemy to destroy it. You see, when we went through the pandemic, you know, many of the churches which are one large church and no smaller subdivisions were taken down and destroyed. But because we have many smaller subdivisions, we prevailed by the grace of God. We survived and we are still here. Do you see? Because of the many smaller subdivisions. The church was attacked, this COVID-19. By the grace of God, we have flow. We were joined. We were online. Different things with, you know, we had revival at 7. I mean, it was so powerful. We had great time. We learned all kinds of dances and all kinds of songs. Even during the pandemic, in our homes. Do you see? One of the reasons why, you see, they killed Osama bin Laden, but the Al-Qaeda, they continue to cause more trouble, terrorist attacks, even though bin Laden was destroyed, but because they operate in cells, small cells, they couldn't destroy the whole of the group. Even the enemy is learning from these cell groups. How much more we with the wisdom of Christ. Amen. And the last one, the beauty and the style of the church. The beauty and the style. Ezekiel 31 verse 9, he says, I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Hallelujah. So the branches and the subdivisions, they make the beauty of the tree. Do you see? They bring about the beauty of the tree. The small subdivisions. Not one big church like that. But the small groups. They are the ones that bring about the beauty in the church. So when you all join these small groups, you are in this group, you are in that group, people who decorate the church, people who do this, you are in this group, spice team, you are in the instrumentalist group, you are in all kinds of groups, and you are all working and supplying, as we saw in Ephesians 4:16, you are supplying, and you see, you building that small area, and because it is that small area, and you put it in your effort, you see the beauty, you see how it grows, and it puts together. This one comes, puts together, and these small groups beautifies the church, brings power to the church. Hallelujah. He says, I have made him fair or beautiful by the multitude of the branches. Multitude of the branches. This is why churches envy other churches when they see the many subdivisions, many branches. When they have more and more branches. A certain person, some man, big businessman, he traveled to a certain country. He went to see this branch in this weird country. Madagascar, all the way. You know Madagascar? Madagascar is the left of Africa. It's like
you know, breaking off peace. And he went there in a certain town and he said, hey, these people are here too. He came back and he says, this man is a great man. This man is a great man. And not because he saw our big church in Accra, didn't make him come to that conclusion. But seeing a branch, seeing one small branch in a country that far, he says, no, 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 no. This man is a great man. Do you see? So the beauty, the greatness, the power is in the branches. So by all means, join some small division. By all means, find something to join. Find something. You know, I am always thinking of creating something for some people to do. I say, you join this. You join that. Huh? Am I preaching? Let us rise to our feet and let us bring the service to a close before some people begin to hide their faces from me. May the Lord help us all. Father, we are grateful and thankful. We thank you for your word this afternoon. Father, indeed, you have touched our hearts and we repent. We turn back, Lord, to your work. We make your work a priority, the proton, the first, and let everything else come secondary. In the name of Jesus. Lord, help us. Help us. Let not the weight of this world, the burdens of this world, let them not overcome us. In the name of Jesus. The things that doth so easily beset us, oh God, deliver us from them, that we will pursue and move forward with your work. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We adore you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, I want to give everyone who is here an opportunity. You are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. If that is your prayer, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anyone here like that? You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. I want to welcome Jesus Christ into my life. Is there anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? Anyone here like that? You want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior? Is there anyone here like that? Wonderful. Why don't you all join as you say this prayer? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. I receive you as my Lord, as my Master, and as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed with this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Kodesh Family Church, located at 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.